This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. President Draupadi Murmu has said the government is taking proactive steps to integrate artificial intelligence into higher education. The president was addressing the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of Birla Institute of Technology, MESRA, in Ranchi today. President Murmu highlighted that the future will witness dramatic transformations driven by significant advancements in AI and machine learning. The president emphasized that the enthusiasm and commitment of the youth will play a pivotal role in building a Viksit Bharat. President Murmu said innovators and entrepreneurs should not ignore the knowledge base of traditional communities. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met his Ukrainian counterpart Andrei Sibiha on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference in Germany last night. The two leaders discussed ongoing efforts towards the resolution of the Ukraine conflict. They also spoke about further advancement of India-Ukraine bilateral cooperation. Dr. Jaishankar, in a social media post, noted their discussions centered on efforts to bring about peace in Ukraine and explored avenues to further strengthen bilateral cooperation between India and Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukrainian Minister of Foreign Affairs Andrei Sibiha has thanked External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar for their meaningful meeting. In a social media post, Sibiha has said that Ukraine relies on India's strong global voice to help achieve a just and lasting peace. Sibiha highlighted the shared interest in enhancing cooperation with India across various sectors, including trade, technology, agriculture, and security. U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard has said that it was an honor to welcome Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the United States, and she looked forward to strengthening friendship between two countries. She was responding to a post shared by Prime Minister Modi on a social media platform regarding their meeting held in Washington, D.C. recently. The Prime Minister met newly appointed Ms. Gabbard during his recently concluded visit to the United States and discussed various aspects of India-U.S. friendship. The Central Vigilance Commission has ordered an inquiry into allegations of irregularities in the construction and renovation of a 6 Flagstaff Road bungalow, which was the residence of AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal during his tenure as Delhi Chief Minister. The CVC has asked the Central Public Works Department to conduct the inquiry on the complaint of senior BJP leader and Delhi MLA Vijendra Gupta. Talking to the media, Mr. Gupta said the CVC has taken cognizance based on facts. The Central Bureau of Investigation has conducted searches at 11 locations in Delhi and Haryana in connection with a case related to cybercrime. The agency has recovered over 1 crore rupees in cash, foreign currency worth $1,000, and gold. The CBI alleged that the accused were engaged in illegal activities by impersonating government officials and committing crypto fraud. The CBI has already filed a charge sheet in the case against 3 accused persons. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 10 people were killed and 19 injured when an SUV carrying passengers collided head-on with a speeding bus near Beja Road crossing in Prayagraj district last night. The police commissioner of Prayagraj informed that a group of people were coming from Korba in the SUV while the bus was on its way to Varanasi from Prayagraj. In anticipation of a large number of devotees coming to Mahakumbh, the Uttar Pradesh Transport Corporation has announced the operation of 2,250 additional buses during the next 3 days. Our correspondent reported that more than 73 lakh people have taken the holy dip in the Sangam today until 12 noon. In Arunachal Pradesh, a massive fire broke out in the main market of Tenga in West Kameng along the Tezpur-Tawang Highway today morning at around 4 a.m. With the prompt action of the Indian Army's Gajraj Corps in time, the fire was dosed without any human casualty. The Army also provided immediate humanitarian support to the distressed residents in the vicinity later. The India Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for Papumpare, West Siang, Siang, Upper Subansiri, Shiomi, Leparada, Upper Siang, East Siang, Lower Dibang Valley and Dibang Valley districts of Arunachal Pradesh for today. IMD has issued a warning of rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.